Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or dsw.com.
What'd you think of Bill Belichick's first game as head coach of North Carolina?
What'd you think of Joe Namath on the Rams? What'd you think of Johnny Unitas on the Chargers? Since when is the University of North Carolina even in the conversation of a college football powerhouse?
Not at all.
Exactly.
And still not right now.
That was Stiz's guy, Bill Burr, on the Rich Eisen show. Sounds like he has cut ties with Bill Belichick after chastising you. Wasn't he like talking down to us about Bill Belichick a couple years ago?
Oh, yeah. I interviewed him at Comics Come Home a couple years ago. And he roasted me. Took, you know, carrying water for Bill Belichick, roasting me for even questioning that maybe Belichick lose his job as head coach of the Patriots. And then told me that I look like somebody who's about to get a divorce but doesn't know it yet.
Well, the fraud that he is, it sounds like he's cut ties with Bill Belichick now, too. Fraud.
Well,
Bill
no,
Burr.
The video. He was playing around.
Yeah, the full video is both a roast of and toast to Belichick. Like, yeah, he burns Belichick, but also burns people for jumping all over, the old coach's back as well. I thought it was very well done.
Yeah, I'm not a big Bill Burr guy. He's never really resonated
for me, really.
This comes as a stunning revelation.
He's a goat. One of the goats.
Okay. With me. Yeah. Stiz, okay. See, I appreciate that, Stiz. He roasted you. Yeah. You had a little thing with him, but you can still acknowledge his greatness.
Yep. Exactly, like Kraft and Belichick. And
all right, that's enough. Okay, Dan Ball, before we get to the phone call, 617-779-7937. We have an update out of North Carolina. There was an earlier report that Bill Belichick had banned Patriots scouts from UNC practices. And what have we now?
We have a story in the Herald from Kaiden Callahan saying Bill Belichick has banned Patriots scouts from attending UNC practices to scout their players. Multiple sources confirmed to the Herald, quote, "Why would we let them in our home after how he's been treated since he left? We will help our players, but being treated fairly is a two-way street," a UNC athletic source told the Herald via text. Patriots scouts can still receive film on UNC players and call their staff for information on prospects. Would you be sent right to voicemail? That I don't know.
This is unprecedented.
This really is unprecedented.
I've never heard of a coach ever doing this.
Yeah, I've heard of scouts having like limited viewing areas. Oh, he puts us in a box at the far end. But that's for everybody. That's every NFL team coming to that college campus. This is him eliminating one of the 32 impossible employers
for his
team.
It's not even a team that he didn't have any association with. It's a team that he won six Super Bowls with. A team that he had unprecedented power and wealth basically from a team that it wants to immortalize him by giving him a statue that he's doing this to. It is amazing to me, kind of the literal and figurative walls that he's built. I mean, you hear stories of he's building fences around the practice squats or around the practice field so people can't see in. There's more security guards. There's facial recognition technology to get into the building. It's really what he's doing in his own life, building walls, but he's really building walls outside too to keep people out. He is getting more paranoid, more insecure, and more isolated the older he gets.
This is the Mad King fortifying the castle. This is exactly what's going
Hunkering
on right
down,
now
man.
While no one wants to attack it and really nobody wants to get into it. And I hate to say it, as grateful as I, as Patriots fan, would be to Bill Belichick for everything he contributed. Oh no. Wait, you mean I can't scout Gio Lopez and the Johnson kid and the other 70 recruits you brought in who lost by 34 on Monday night? Oh, man, What a bummer, Bill. Please don't not allow me to go there.
See, you get an offense that turned the ball over twice that led to direct points to the other team. You get a defense that couldn't tackle and was giving up big plays. Where exactly do I want players from at UNC? You're right. Don't worry about it. That, you can't ban us. We're not going to come to your stupid little practices. 617-779-7937. Let's go to the phone lines. Al and Quincy. What's up, Al?
How you doing?
Good. What's up?
Ted.
Yeah, bud.
Did you ever apologize to Vince Wilfer when you had that open mic? And
I apologized to him. I sure did, Al.
That's it? Al hung on that long for that question.
Fantastic. Nailed it. Yeah.
Thanks for the call,
long,
Al.
Long time ago, bud.
We did have a texter that pointed out what Fitzy just pointed out. Bill's recruits aren't good enough to be scouted. And that's real. That's real. Right now,
who cares?
He can think he has NFL talent. He barely has college talent on his roster right now. That may change. Mm-hmm. Maybe this 2026 class that everybody's raving about will be a better class.
I'm barring everyone from eating at the Belichick Cafe. Yeah, well, you're a 2.3 star Google restaurant. No one wants to go there in the first place.
And I know we don't necessarily, I guess.
You know, that's not the point, though.
What?
It doesn't matter how bad the players are. The fact that he's not allowing access for a one NFL team to, I don't care. There might be somebody on that team that could be on a roster somewhere.
Sure. So, even though his roster's bad, there could be. I mean, there's potential NFL talent on Sacramento State, on any school, anywhere. But if we're really going to keep track of this, which he clearly is, like he's got a tote board right here. He's keeping track of every little back and forth. You're right, Ted. It's been mostly positive of late here about Bill Belichick, including this week, the latest, where I joked about Robert having a PR moment when Bill's at his lowest time, the worst loss he's ever had. 500 games in the NFL, he didn't give up 48 points. First game in college, he gave up 48 points, got embarrassed on national television. Robert says, yes, we're going to put a statue right next to Brady for all the great things that Bill did when his career is done. Bill had the comments a couple weeks ago to Ben Volen. You know, it's much better here because you don't deal with an owner and the owner's son, right? That was Bill. Mm-hmm. That was unsolicited. And now he says this isn't, well, he didn't say anything. A source, which I presume and assume is Mike Lombardi, his right-hand man who likes to talk, says, like, this is a two-way street, right? And it's personal. Like, what exactly are they talking about? What exactly have they, does this go back to last year when there was the rumblings that Robert may have talked Atlanta out of giving him a job kind of thing?
You have to understand, it could have happened 20 years ago. He holds on to every slight, so it doesn't matter. It really doesn't. You're trying to figure out what is it the Bill's upset about. Good luck trying to figure that out. It's probably a million and one reasons that he feels the way he does.
Interesting question from the 843. So we talked to Drake May on Tuesday, Patriots Monday. And he said he met with Bill. He wants to keep meeting with Bill, wants to go down there. Is Drake May allowed on the University of North Carolina campus?
I'd be curious.
Is he allowed at football?
If he puts his eyes in that scanner, does that open up for him?
Like, probably not. He's a Patriot now. He's tied to the Patriots. He could bring information back to Robert or Vrabel or Cowden.
Boy, I wish they had like a prospect that was high on the Patriots list.
Oh, God, it's unbelievable. Let's go back to the phone line, 617-779-7937. Let's go to Mason in the car. What's up, Mason?
Yeah, hey, guys. Yeah, I think you kind of mentioned this already, but just reiterating just how Belichick's losing his mind. And not only that, like, one game in, he's now, like, losing brownie points. It's probably the wrong phrase, but with his players, you're talking about eliminating possible opportunities for your players from NFL scouts. There could be any moment where it's like it makes a good play and the NFL scouts looking at someone. So he's diminishing his own players' possibilities in the future. This guy's an a-hole.
Thanks for the call, Mason. Your words, not ours. We didn't say that, but I do agree with the part where he's limiting or diminishing potential employment opportunities for football players at the University of North Carolina. Yes, it is.
Why does he have – because I'll agree. This is –
petty beyond belief.
It is petty.
Is it beyond the pale?
It's petty Kruger. Petty Kruger. Why does Bill have...
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurice's, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
What does possibility mean to you? That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
I have such a hair across his butt. I mean, just the firing? Like, that's it?
No, the dynasty clearly was a part of it.
Okay.
I think the dynasty was part of it, the docuseries.
But we don't know.
We don't
know. Really, and also, the way that Mayo was drafted and chosen to be coach on alongside, and the 2023 was apparently an incredibly acrimonious year with people setting up camps and not talking to each other. He holds all of that against him as well.
Oh, yeah. Bill stopped talking to Mayo midseason.
But Bill knew that Mayo was his successor.
It was literally written in the contract.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he knew. But it just came sooner than. Yeah.
And Bill brought Mayo to New England. Bill begged him to join his coaching staff 5 years earlier. Like, you know, and not saying that that means they couldn't have gone sideways from there. There's just a lot of aspects to this story. 100% there's a lot of aspects. But this idea that, you know, like time heals all wounds, or we can be the bigger men, or we can be adults. Mm-hmm. I said to Ted during the break, if I'm North Carolina, I now look at this and go, oh, crap. We're in bed with this guy. If he's treating the Patriots, where he was for 20 years, had the ultimate success, built his reputation, if he's treating the Patriots this way, how's he going to treat us when we maybe have to fire him? Like, what? How's this relationship going to go sideways? When? Because they're not going to be together forever, and based on the first game, it's not off to a great start. Like, it's going to end in this great, he walks off into the sunset like John Elway with a title in his
hand. Trust me, UNC's thinking that exact same thing.
I would be. I'd also, this quote, I can't imagine. This quote seems like it came directly from the Belichick camp, right? This doesn't seem like it came from the University of North Carolina, a very prestigious, one of the most prestigious universities in America. It is a absolute academic great school, right?
It's Ivy adjacent.
And so this represents them because he is North Carolina. So when there's a quote like this about Bill Belichick in North Carolina football, this represents the philosophy professor, the English professor, this is the Tar Heel Nation.
It would be like one of us saying something wild on Twitter. Right. It represents
You've got all these silos being torn down, and you've got institutions suing the federal government and pursuing auxiliary judgments, and then the federal government suing institutions. It's a whole mess. The last thing we need is somebody literally barring people from setting foot on university grounds over a grudge based on the way they were handled in their post Super Bowl years as the most celebrated NFL coach ever. The optics on this are horrendous.
If I'm UNC, I'm going to Bill and I'm telling him to retract that.
You have to. And you say that didn't come from the university. We're not sure where that came from.
Yeah, the Patriots.
And he blames Jordan.
I would if I'm UNC, I am addressing this. I'm making this even into a bigger thing.
And by the way, it's on a short week after an embarrassing loss heading towards what's supposed to be an easy game. But for this team at this juncture, it's also a distraction. Players know. Like, if I'm a player and I find this out, I might be upset. Like, I know I got a job to do and I'm practicing and all those things.
Who said
you just diminished my pro prospects by 3%?
There's people that when he went to New UNC, they're like, oh, well, it sucks. He's not going to be as interesting. I'm like, are you kidding me? Wherever Bill goes, it's going to be a fascinating story, and he is not disappointed.
Just when I think every event is like the wow thing that can't be surpassed,